Today's episode is brought to you by the Texas Comptroller of Public Accounts. Hey everyone, it's Melissa. Today's episode, we're talking about booster clubs. I have Jessica Garcia with Tax Policy as my guest. Thank you so much, Jessica, for joining me today.
I'm excited to be here. Thanks for inviting me, Melissa.
Absolutely, Jessica. All right, let's go ahead and get right into it. What exactly is a booster club?
Booster clubs are non-student, non-profit organizations that are generally run and organized by the parents of the students from elementary and secondary schools.
Okay, now can you give me some examples of booster clubs?
Sure. For example, my daughter's high school. They have a booster club for their volleyball team, but you can have one for the band, the football team, or any other similar group.
Are booster clubs automatically considered an exempt organization in Texas?
In order for the booster club to be exempt, they have to apply with the comptroller's office by filling out an application that applies to their organization. To find an application, you can go to our website, comptroller.texas.gov, and search booster clubs for available applications. Once the organization completes and sends in the application, our agency will review it to see if they are qualified. If so, we will send the organization a letter or email advising them of their exempt status.
Okay, Jessica, let's say the booster club is approved. What are one of the benefits for this exemption?
With sales tax, booster clubs can purchase items or services tax-free that further their exempt purpose. They just need to provide Form 01-339, Texas Sales and Use Tax Exemption Certificate, to their seller.
Great. What about sales or services a booster club provides?
There are many exceptions for a booster club from collecting sales tax. The first one that comes to mind is membership fees. Membership fees are usually taxable. However, booster clubs are exempt from collecting sales tax on these fees.
What about concession stand sales? For example, I was at my niece's soccer game the other day, and I noticed their booster club was operating the concession stand. Should I have paid sales tax on the food I bought?
Concession stand food, such as soda, chips, candy, and nachos, would be exempt as long as all the net proceeds go towards a booster club for their exclusive use or to benefit the school or school district.
That's really good to know. What about the tickets that a booster club sells for events? For example, the tickets to my niece's soccer game, are those taxable?
Well, a soccer game is considered a taxable amusement service. However, a booster club can hold an unlimited amount of amusement services without collecting tax if the amusement service is provided exclusively by the booster club. For example, tickets to your niece's soccer game or a football game, concert, or school dance would be tax-free.
Are there any other exceptions for booster clubs?
Yes. If a booster club has a federal income tax exemption from the IRS under Section 501(c)(3) or C-4, then they can also hold 2 one-day tax-free sales or auctions each calendar year, which is January through December. For example, a football booster club can sell their football t-shirts at their homecoming game and not collect sales tax on those sales for that day. All they have to do is note that in their books. Now keep in mind, if they sell t-shirts throughout the year, they will need to apply for a sales tax permit and collect tax on those sales that are happening outside their 2 one-day tax-free sale days.
Well then, do booster clubs have to automatically hold a sales tax permit?
No, only if they are making taxable sales. If they only make tax-free sales, they do not need to have a sales tax permit.
What about the programs sold during a sporting event?
Generally, programs are taxable. However, a booster club that has an IRS 501(c)(3) exemption can sell programs and other printed material tax-free as long as the booster club publishes and distributes the material.
You know, another popular fundraising activity I always see is car washes. Do booster clubs need to collect tax on this service?
Well, Melissa, washing a car is not a taxable service, so there is no tax to collect.
Great. Thank you so much, Jessica, for taking the time and talking with me today. Can you tell our listeners where they can find more information on booster clubs?
Sure, they can get more information by checking out our tax publication 94-183 titled School Fundraisers and Texas Sales Tax, which is available at our website, comptroller.texas.gov.
Got it. Thank you again to our listeners for checking out today's episode on booster clubs. Keep checking back for more podcasts on tax breaks and other useful information available on our tax training resources webpage, available on our website, comptroller.texas.gov. Until next time, y'all have a great day.